Good morning. I just listened to an Andrew Sullivan video about paying for content, and I had a couple of paying for blogging content. And I had a thought about this that a different answer to the question, which is, why would you want to ask people to pay for reading your blog? See, I don't think that even makes sense. A blog, for me at least, is a place where a person can say what they have to say. And it almost doesn't matter if anybody reads it. And it certainly isn't the way you earn your living. I mean, the way I earn my living is by creating software. if you can call it a living. And anyway, I have started a new company, Small Picture Inc. And we've created a product called Little Outliner. And we have another product that's coming out very soon. And we will charge money for something in there. We have some ideas about that, but you have to sort of see how the story plays out before we're going to even show what it is we think should be charged money for. But my blogging is not my business. It's not my job. It's the way I express myself. It's what I have to say. And the thought that writing is somehow related to earning a living for everybody, or even for most people, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense to me. It never made sense to me. When I started writing my blog, which, you know, was a long time ago now, when people read it, that was their reaction. Well, soon, when is he going to charge money for this? And, you know, sooner or later, he's going to charge money. And I kept saying, I'm never going to charge money for this. And my reason for that was, well, I don't want to limit the access to it. Don't want to put a tariff on it. I want the ideas to go as far as they want to go, as far as they need to go. And money, charging money for it, inevitably limits that. See, I think that everybody has something to say. And that's what blogging is for. Blogging is for so you can say what you have to say. And being paid for that does not go hand in hand. Sometimes you pay money so you can say things. I mean, now look at commercials, for example. I mean, there they pay money so that they can say what they have to say and that you will actually hear it. So I think it's a very sort of limited creative thinking to assume that there is a living for blogging, that blogging is related to the way you make your living. I think it's not. I think it's what you do to share what you've learned that is not what you do for a living. That's a very fundamental difference from the way Sullivan views it, and presumably from the way his readers or people whose critics do. Now, that said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with Andrew Sullivan charging for people to read his blog. I mean, this is a very American idea. I mean, go ahead, by all means. But I would argue that what he's doing is not blogging. He's publishing. We need a different word for what he does and what I do. And they had a good word before we started blogging. So why not go back to, why not stick to, I mean, this happens all the time. You know, you come out with a new idea, you need to come up with a name for it. You do come up with a name for it. You popularize the name, and then everybody puts that name on whatever it is they're doing, whether it is what the name means or not. And to me, blogging is something that you do. It's an amateur's thing. It's something you do for love. It's not something that you do for pay. So I think the confusion is that Andrew Sullivan et al. Have decided to call what they do, which is different from what I do, they decided to use the same word to describe what they do and what I do, and that's why it's confusing. They're not the same thing. And so there you go. And of course, I've talked way longer than I need to express what is basically a very simple idea. So there you go. Oh, by the way, my name is Dave Weiner. My blog is scripting.com. And today is April 13th, Saturday, April 13th, 2013. Take care. Bye.